In this module, I'm going to show you how to send and receive files using PacMate's infrared port. You might find the ability to beam files from the PacMate to other devices or to receive files from other devices on your PacMate using PacMate's infrared port a very useful and convenient feature. You might find it handy when you're in a meeting with colleagues and somebody needs to send you a file, perhaps some notes or a spreadsheet, from an iPac or other PDA device. Also, you can use it to send and receive files to and from computers equipped with infrared ports, so you can actually exchange files with somebody who's got a laptop computer as well. And, of course, you can exchange files with somebody who also has a PacMate. Let's talk about what you need to know to successfully beam data or files from your PacMate. The infrared port is the square window that you feel on the back of your PacMate. It is located between the compact flash slot and the earphone and headset jacks. This port will need to be lined up with the infrared port of the device that you're trying to beam files to, and there should be no more than about 4 feet of separation between devices. You're going to find that some light contains a pretty high infrared component, so in some lighting situations, you may need to get a lot closer than 4 feet to be able to beam data back and forth between devices. If for some reason you're not able to beam successfully, you might try changing your location or the lighting where you're located. I'm going to show you how to beam a file from one PacMate to another using File Explorer to both locate the file and issue the command to beam the file. This will let us hear two things at once. You'll hear how to send the file, and since the receiving device is also a PacMate, you'll hear what steps you'll need to take to receive a file beamed to your PacMate. I've got two PacMates set up. I have aligned their infrared ports, and since they're sitting together on a table, they're only a few inches apart, not 4 feet apart. I'm going to go ahead and launch File Explorer on my sending device. I'm starting in the Today screen. I'm going to press the Windows key, P for Programs, and then F until I hear File Explorer.
Start menu today. Calculator.
I'm going to press F.
File Explorer.
And I'll press Enter here.
Leaving menus. File Explorer, my documents list view business folder 1 of 30.
File Explorer is opened and I'm in the My Documents folder of my PacMate. I'm going to go ahead and beam a file called Trials that we created in another module to my other PacMate that's sitting here on the desk. So I'm going to press T until I hear Trials.
Trials FS Edit Document.
I've located the file that I want to beam. I'm going to press the Applications key.
Context Menu Cut.
And I'll up arrow to beam file.
Beam file dot.
At this point, you should have your PacMate's infrared port aligned with the port of the device that you're going to send to. The receiving device should be turned on and ready to receive. In the case of the PacMate, it's automatically always looking for infrared signals being sent to it, so my other PacMate is ready to go. All I need to do here is press Enter. You're going to hear PacMate go into a dialog where I'm actually told to choose what I'm going to send. That's how Microsoft handles beaming, but you've already made the selection using File Explorer, so all you have to do is wait for the material to be sent. You'll hear the other PacMate announce that data is being received from the infrared port, and it's going to ask me if I wish to accept the data. Okay, I'm going to press Enter.
Leaving menus, infrared beam dialog, items to beam, list view not selected, trials, BRF 1 of 1 to move to items, use the arrow keys, BX, pending, sending 1-1, receiving data, BX, tap to send, BRF, yes button, no button.
Okay, that was a little bit confusing because you had two voices. You notice I've made the two PacMate voices different, and you probably heard that I'm beaming to a BX. Once you've finished beaming your information or your file, you'll need to actually exit the beam dialog that you've been placed in by pressing the escape key.
File Explorer, my documents list view trials FS edit document 27 of 30.
And you're back in the File Explorer list view. The BX asked me whether I wanted to accept what was being beamed to it, and I have a yes button and a no button. So the process is very simple when you want to transmit a file via infrared. You launch File Explorer, which we did. You locate the file that you want to send. You press the Applications key and up arrow to beam. Then you press Enter. The PacMate will select and try to transmit the information. If you're receiving a file with a PacMate, either from another PacMate or from another device, you simply turn the PacMate on, align the ports, have the other person send the information, and the PacMate will ask you if you want to receive the information. So the receiving process is very easy. I'm going to up arrow till I hear PacMate say yes.
Yes button.
because I want to go ahead and receive this, and I'm going to press Enter on the receiving PackMate.
Today, owner Ron Miller.
And I'm back in my Today screen, and the information has been placed in the My Documents folder on the receiving PackMate. I'm going to beam this file one more time, and this time we're going to let you hear each dialogue individually. That way you can hear both what the receiving unit would say and the sending unit would say, so you'll learn what steps you need to take and be very clear on them, whether you're receiving or sending a file with your PackMate. I'll start with the sending unit first. I'm back in File Explorer, and I have the Trials file that I want to beam selected, so I'm going to press the Applications key.
Context menu cut.
I'll up arrow to beam file.
Beam file dot.
And I'll press Enter. And remember, once I've pressed Enter, the process is completely automatic.
Leaving menus. Infrared beam dialog. Items to beam. List view not selected. Trials. BRF 1 of 1 to move to items. Use the arrow keys. BX pending. Sending 1 1. Done. BX tap to send.
And you heard PackMate say done. You also got some other commands that really relate to using the Pocket PC device, so tapping to send, selecting the item. But it has said done. It's actually done sending the material, so I can press Escape to leave this dialog.
File Explorer, My Documents, List View, Trials, FS Edit, Document 27 of 30.
And we're back in the File Explorer list. So that's what you'll hear as you beam files from a PackMate. Now I'm going to let you hear the dialog that comes up on a PackMate when it's receiving data. So if somebody is beaming information to you from another Pocket PC device, or from a laptop, or from another PackMate, this is what you'll hear. You're going to hear the PackMate telling you that it's receiving information, then it's going to ask you if you wish to receive this information, and you can either press Enter on the Yes button or the No button.
Page has no links. Receiving data. Do you want to accept trials? BRF. Yes button. No button.
I'm going to press up arrow.
Yes button.
I could keep arrowing.
Blank. Do you want to accept receiving
data? It would take me to the top of this bit of information.
Do you want to accept blank?
Let's go back to the Yes button.
Yes button.
And obviously I could arrow to No button.
No button.
But we do want to receive this.
Yes button.
So now that I've chosen the Yes button, I'll press Enter.
Today, Monday, June 5th, 2006.
And as you hear, I'm placed right back on the Today screen. The PackMate takes care of actually saving the document or the received file and putting it into the My Documents folder on the PackMate. One last thing that I want to tell you is that you can use the same steps for beaming files to and from the PackMate to send calendar items, contact items, and tasks. This means that you can open the calendar, contacts, or tasks list view, place the cursor on an item that you want to beam, and use the same steps that we used a moment ago to send those items to another device. You can also receive contacts, tasks, or calendar items from another device, and the PackMate will save it appropriately. That concludes this module. Please join me in the next module.